Steve, are you going to open up?
Go ahead. You're the man.
Senator Chuck Schumer is running for re-election, but he's not exactly campaigning. He's mostly just continuing what he's been doing for years, relentlessly traveling the state, focusing on local issues. In Buffalo, he wrangled a grant stalled for years that will, among other things, help make the former Bethlehem Steel site more attractive to new buyers.
After this decade-long bureaucratic tug of war, where egos got the better of common sense among the federal bureaucrats, we were able to break through the red tape.
In Schenectady, he escorted the Federal Railroad Administrator to inspect train tracks that he believes should be eligible for federal funds to install the safety feature known as positive train control.
There is money there. Why shouldn't it go to New York?
In New York City, he called for new rules that would force speeding trailer trucks to slow down. Schumer has not held traditional rallies to promote his candidacy, nor ceremonially open campaign offices or any of the things candidates normally do. That's because he's nearly 40 points ahead of his Republican opponent, and he's consistently one of the most popular politicians in New York. But the 65-year-old three-term senator who beat Al D'Amato to win the seat back in 1998 says he'd rather just keep to his normal schedule, traveling the state, and let the politics work themselves out.
The best way to get reelected is just do your job. That's what I'm doing now. I'm not overtly campaigning.
The time that Schumer does not have to spend on a competitive reelection race is used in helping other Democratic candidates get elected to the U.S. Senate. Schumer, who ran the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee from 2005 until 2009, is often advising other candidates in between his New York appearances.
I'm on the phone talking to the candidates all the time.
If Democrats retake the Senate, Schumer would be majority leader. He's already been chosen as Democratic leader. Siena College poll spokesman Steve Greenberg says that could be a boon for the state, and New Yorkers know it.
A lot of New Yorkers know what that means, potentially, in terms of his ability to help New York.
The most recent Siena poll has Schumer at 66%. Republican challenger Wendy Long is at 27%. Schumer has around $25 million in his campaign account. He's transferred some of it to help other Democrats across the country. Long has less than $500,000, and she has not gained much attention, though she's been actively campaigning. A 56-year-old attorney from New York City who once clerked for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, Long holds a weekly town hall-style meeting on Facebook Live. She recently attended a Women for Trump rally. Long, unlike some GOP candidates in New York, is solidly for the Republican presidential candidate. A staunch conservative, Long says she's moved past Trump's remarks about allegedly sexually assaulting women, and she has accepted his apology. And she admits she's a long shot for the Senate.
Oh, it's a tough road for sure. I mean, every high-profile election like this is a tough road. Donald Trump's got a tough road, but it's a road that's well worth traveling because I believe our country's at stake.
Long says she wants to shake things up in Washington, and she says Schumer and Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton are part of the problem.
They are both the face of the corrupt, failed establishment that's been running this country for a very long time.
The three-term Democratic senator is on his way to what could potentially be an historic margin of victory on November 8th, but he's not talking about that now.
Let's not gild the lily. I'm hoping to win.
New York's other U.S. Senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, holds the record for the biggest landslide in a Senate win. Her opponent, 4 years ago, Wendy Long. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.